Hello?
Hello, my name is Mary, and we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Do you have some time to help me out?
About what?
About your attitudes and opinions.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much, Miss. Let me see. Okay, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay, thank you. We are going to the next one. What is the year of your birth?
2001.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, are you registered to vote or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Okay, thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Hispanic origin?
Hispanic origin.
Okay. Thank you. And which Hispanic origin do you consider yourself, Miss?
South America.
Okay, thank you. And what is your race?
Let's say probably just white then, because I'm born here, but Hispanic.
Okay. Okay. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? I'm going to tell you. The first one is your own future. You feel negative or positive?
Positive.
The next one will be the future of the planet. Do you feel negative or positive?
The future of the planet?
Yeah.
I'll say positive.
Okay, thank
I'm
you.
gonna be optimistic.
Okay. And what do you think about the future of the country? Do you think it is negative or positive?
I can only hope for positive.
Okay. And the next one will be, how much power do you feel young women have to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make change on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means young women have no power at all, and 10 means young women have a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to their community.
I would say, I would say
Eight? Okay, thank you. We are going to move to the next one is, of the following issues, which three of do you think that are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? I'm going to read out some. It is climate change, national security, economy and cost of living, gun violence, student loans, abortion access, racism and discrimination, mental health, crime, healthcare, education, immigration.
Most important, a woman.
Yes, of the following issues, which three do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today?
I would say economy
Okay.
and I would say mental health.
Okay.
And then I think the last one was there one for violence?
Yes, we have crime.
Yeah, I would say
Okay.
crime.
Or gun violence.
Not yet. Just crime
Okay,
in
thank
general.
you. Okay. We're going to move to the next one. It says, thinking about this charter of your life, which three of the following do you currently prioritize most? I have your education, contributing to positive change in your community, relationships, work-life balance, caring for senior family members, advancing in your career, having or caring for children, improving or maintaining physical health, hobbies and free time activities, economic security and financial independence, improving or maintaining health, mental health.
It's top three. It's my three, right?
Yes. Three of the following. Okay. You currently prioritize most.
I would say relationship. My financial independence. And then I would say my physical.
Okay. Your physical health or mental health?
Yeah, are they two different ones?
Yes, improving or maintaining physical health or improving or maintaining mental health?
I would say the physical health.
Okay, thank you. We are going to move to the next one. It is, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three. It is your personality, being young, being American, your hobbies or interests, being a woman, your role in relationships, your sexual orientation, being a member of your racial, ethnic group, your profession, your spiritual, religious belief.
I would say my religious, spiritual belief, my ethnic group, and I would say being a woman.
Okay, thank you. We are moving to the next one. It is, when you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. They are happiness, pride, exhaustion, disappointment, sadness, hope, dread, anger, / frustration.
Okay. Is disappointment and sadness two different ones?
I'm sorry?
Is disappointment and sadness two different ones?
No, it's the same one. Disappointment / sadness.
Okay, well, that'd be one. And then I would say anger then.
Angry, okay. Thank you. We are going to move to the next one. And it says, which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? I'm going to read out. It is statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
I say B. I have to have hope.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, what factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. The two-party system, politicians are out of the of touch with the daily life of most people, too many old white men in power, systemic racism, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard, power-hungry politicians seeking control, division and gridlock between political parties. Corporate money has too much influence.
Well, that was a lot. I would say too many white men. That was one of them. There was one about division, I think. What did it say?
Yeah, I'm going to read out again. It says, the two-party system, politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people, systemic racism, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard, power-hungry politicians seeking control, division, and gridlock between political parties, corporate money has too much influence.
Okay, so systemic racism and then like the power-hungry one, and I would say, corporate have too much influence.
Okay. Thank you. The next one will be, let me see. How much do you trust the following to make change on the issues that matter to you? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? The first one, it is your city government. Do you feel trust a lot, somewhat, or a little, or not a lot?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. The next one is the Supreme Court. How do you trust them?
A little.
A little, okay. Thank you. And do you trust on the Congress? A lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Not a little.
Okay. The next one is President Biden. How do you trust?
A little.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And your state government?
I'll say a little.
Okay. Thank you. And ballot initiatives propose laws that the public votes on directly.
Say it again.
Yeah, ballot initiatives propose laws that the public votes on directly.
Mm-hmm.
Do you trust in them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? In ballot initiatives.
I don't know what that is, but so we'll just say a little.
A little, okay. Thank you. And do you trust on the community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots, or coalitions?
Yeah, somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you. We are in the middle of the survey. We're almost to get done, okay? You will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, singing, signing petitions, contacting representatives. I'm going to read out some of them, and it is the first one. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the Student Loan Forgiveness Program, which aims to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers.
Okay, and how was the answer?
Yes, no problem. I can read out again. It is, you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court, and for each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact to a change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives. The first one is, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the Student Loan Forgiveness Program, which aims to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers.
Mm-hmm. I have
do
to
you
answer
feel,
how I, it affects how I feel,
yes,
like
you,
how I want to change.
No. Do you need to tell me for each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation. You feel very motivated, somewhat motivated,
okay,
somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated?
I would say somewhat motivated.
Okay, thank you. Somewhat motivated, you say?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and college and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. Do you feel very motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated?
Somewhat motivated.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services. Do you feel very motivated, somewhat motivated, or somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated?
Somewhat unmotivated.
Okay, thank you. And the next one is, in 2020, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade, I'm sorry. Do you feel very motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated?
Somewhat unmotivated.
Okay, thank you so much. We are moving to the next one. We are almost done this. Thank you so much for your time. And how likely are you to participate in the following? I'm going to read out some of them. It is signing a petition. Do you feel very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely?
Very likely.
Okay, thank you. The next one is sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media. Are you likely, very likely, somewhat likely, no, not very likely, not at all likely?
Somewhat likely.
Okay, thank you. The next one is boycotting a company. Do you feel very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely?
Very likely, I think that was the first one.
Okay. Yes, that is the first one. Very likely. And the next one is attending a protest. Do you feel very likely, somewhat very likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Very likely.
Okay, thank you. The next one is attending a protest. I'm sorry, I read out the next one. Okay, the next one is volunteering for an advocacy or organization.
Volunteering for what?
Volunteering for an advocacy organization. Do you feel very likely? Or
very
somewhat
likely?
Yes. Okay, thank you. The next one is voting in elections. Do you feel very likely, somewhat likely, or not very likely?
Very likely.
Okay, thank you. Then contacting or attending an event with your elected representative. You feel very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Somewhat likely.
Okay, thank you so much, Miss. We are moving to the next one. It says, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting. Which best describe why you may not have voted in previous elections. You may choose up to three. I'm going to read out, and it is, your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time, you did not have time to vote, voting doesn't change things that matter to you, incumbents like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location, you didn't know enough about the candidates didn't represent your values, you didn't think your vote will be counted properly, or you didn't know how or when to vote or register, and there was an intimidating presence at your polling place, and then is none of the above because you always vote, or none of the above because you face other obstacles.
I think it was the first one. It was about not having enough time.
The first one is your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time.
Yeah, I think that one, mail-in ballot.
Okay. You are going to choose that one?
Yes.
Okay. You may choose up to three.
Oh. that one.
The next one is you did not have time to vote, or voting doesn't change things that matter to you?
No. It was one, I think, about, like, not knowing how to. I think that was for the last one.
Yeah, I'm going to read out. It is, you didn't know how or when to vote or register?
Yes.
Okay.
And then not knowing enough about the candidate.
Okay. You didn't know enough about the candidates, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, Miss. I'm going to move to the next one. We almost done. Thank you so much for your time, Miss. It says, for each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like by voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives. The first one it says, the Biden administration is spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invest in public transit and electric vehicles, and ensures internet access for all. These are critical investments in a sustainability and equity for low-income communities and people of color whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructures. We must continue to take action to make our communities stronger and safer. You engage a lot more, or do you feel that it needs to engage a little more, or engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
Engage a lot more.
Okay. Engage a little more?
A lot more?
Yeah, engage a lot more, and engage a little more, engage a little less, engage a lot less.
Okay, engage a lot more.
Okay, thank you so much. Then next one is, we've seen hardworking people rise up in union to win better wage and benefits against some of the greatest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We've proven that when young working people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy few to get the fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective power so that working people can thrive. It is engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, engage a lot less.
Engage a lot more.
Okay, thank you so much. And the next one is, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration's student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low and middle-income borrowers, like the SAVE plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payments in half or to $0 for minimum wage earners, and ensures balances don't grow from unpaid interest. We need to continue to fight for the economic well-being of young people so we can all thrive. Do you feel engaged a lot more? Engage a little more, engage a little less, engage a lot less.
Engage a little more.
A little more. Okay, thank you so much. Okay, the next one is, what are the media sources that you check most for new content? You may choose two. I'm going to read out the options. It says Instagram, podcast, Facebook, international news outlets, I'm sorry, local TV news station, national TV news station, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, news, or informational articles online?
Instagram and TikTok.
Okay, thank you. We are moving to the next one. We are almost done. Thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out of the most? You may choose two. The options are shows and movies, science and technology, health, beauty, self-care, or government, politics, or news, current events, or hobbies, tips or hacks, or business, finance, or music, humor and memes, or sports?
I would say, I think you said current events.
Yes, news, current events.
Yeah, news, current events, and then the other one, I would say probably humor.
Okay, hobbies, humor and memes. And hobbies, or hugs?
No. Okay, no. Yeah, can it be three or the two?
Let me see. You may choose two.
Okay. I would, the hobbies, and instead of humor, hobbies, and the other one.
Okay. So will be news, current events, or hobbies, tips, or hugs, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, Miss. Let me see. The next one, it says, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
A master's.
Master? Master's mm-hmm. degree?
Master's degree, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight? Two, lesbian or gay? Three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Straight, heterosexual.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Living with a partner.
Okay. Are you the parent of guardian of any children under age of 18?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Okay. Thank you. Do you consider yourself as a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong Democrat.
Okay. Thank you. And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time? Part-time?
Part-time.
Okay, thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Okay, thank you. And last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Before taxes, probably 55.
55? Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So this concludes our survey, Miss, and thank you very much for your participation and for your time.
Oh, you're welcome. And what are you going to do with this information?
Yes, we are going to review this information just for to have your attitudes and opinions towards important things going on in our nation today. So we are going to send this to them, and they are going to work with this information.
Who do you send it to?
I don't have that information right now, Miss, but it is just to have opinions from the people from the U.S., you know, so we can work on that.
Oh, okay.
But right. Thank you so much for your time, Miss, and have a nice day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. petition.
Petition.
Petition event.
Okay.
Oh, event. Event. Petition advocacy event. Thank you. Advocacy. Advocacy. Event and petition. Thank you.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 30